Just in Time Devotionals, Shepherd by God, Psalm chapter 23, verse 2. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Today we continue the series Treasures of Psalm 23, and I want to touch the point about the importance of recognizing God as our shepherd and be willing to be shepherd by Him. We already heard in the last devotional that there are places where God takes us, and the best place is to be positioned in Christ Jesus. That is to receive the blessings of this new life in Christ through true repentance, which leads us to a change of mentality and therefore a change in the way we see life and manifest it. To be in Christ is to be willing to recognize His sovereignty, God's sovereignty over us, to obey Him and walk according to His will. Once we take this example, that David expressed through the shepherd with the care of his sheep, we can also understand the care of the Father toward His children, toward us, those who depend on Him. In many of the Psalms, David wrote the importance of being secure in God and to understand that we do belong to God. If we submit to Him, we will never be ashamed. David went through countless struggles, difficult moments, moments of persecution, to the point of writing, "Although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you will be with me." He has known God when he was nobody, exercising the work that almost nobody wanted to exercise, which was the work of being a shepherd of sheep. That is why, whenever he became king, he remembers how he met the Lord and how was the event of being shepherd. And he was intentional in saying, "I want that comparison, because if I, as a shepherd, love the sheep to such an extent that I fought against the bear, against the lion to keep them alive, now how much more God will be my shepherd." At some point we pray the prayer of faith. At some point we declare, "I want you, Jesus, to be my Savior." But we also declare this word, "I want you to be my Lord." And although we declare it easily, it has not been as easy for us to live this word. And that is where David takes us to this point of being shepherded by God, beginning with the fact that if I don't know in whom I have trusted, I am not sure that I trust God. I lack nothing. I have everything. I cannot rest. And if I cannot rest, I cannot be shepherded. Jesus also used the example of the sheep to show us His faithfulness and to show us the importance of absolute dependence on Him. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." So much love he had for us that he gave himself for us even unto death, and there on the cross, the worst death. Jesus also said, "My sheep hear my voice and follow me." Do you know that the sheep have something particular, and that is that they know their shepherd. They only disperse from the flock when they are alone. And the shepherd is not with his rod and staff guiding them. There comes a time when they begin to get distracted because they begin to find small pastures over there, and they start to stray to the point where they realize that they are alone and they are easy prey for a wolf or some lion. They don't know how to get back to the herd, so the shepherd has to go and look for them. When the shepherd takes them to some place to graze, to drink water, and it is time to move, the shepherd makes a sound, a call, and all the sheep that belong to him, even if mixed with some others, will follow him. When they hear the voice of their shepherd, they run in the direction of the call they received, because they know him. It is important to know the Father. And how do we know the Father? How do we know God, the shepherd? Through a daily relationship with him. We do know God. We don't know God every 8 days when we go to church on Sunday. We know God under a constant relationship of prayer. Every day I am intentional in preparing my room or my place of prayer to meet with my beloved, to meet with my God. A friendship is not born overnight. It must be intentional by each of the parties. And let me tell you something, God was already intentional with you, because we are not listening to this word just because I love God and want to seek Him. No, the desire in my heart would never have been born if God had not come first to seek me. God came first to seek me. Man turned away, sinned, moved away from God. Man did not want anything with God. That is tremendous. Man has loved darkness more than light because his works are evil. And he has been satisfied with this. He does not want anything with God. But God sent his Son Jesus Christ. And when we hear that expression, that word of love, then we understand that he first came to seek me. God came first to seek us. John expresses it this way: before we have loved God, he loved us first. That's right. So we must be intentional in seeking that continuous relationship with God, with the Father. And we can do it through Jesus Christ, who has given us his Holy Spirit, so we can build the right relationship, be in the right direction with the Heavenly Father. That's why Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice. Are you listening?" Because among other things, David shows us that to be a shepherd, we need to rest by still waters, because only by still waters we will find rest. We can be attentive, expectant. Our faith can be at 100% to hear the voice of God, because among other things, faith is produced by hearing and hearing the words of God. Did we really receive Jesus as our Lord to be shepherded by Him? A sheep that allows itself to be shepherded is a teachable sheep. A person that allows himself to be shepherded is a teachable person. It's a person that trusts God with all his heart, trusts blindly, completely in the Lord without questioning. Solomon expresses a great advice and tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own prudence. Do not trust in what you know. Sometimes we have an excess of confidence, but not in God, but in what we know, or in what we have in our pocket, in the business we are doing, or in the people we trust. And when this changes, when people change, when everything changes, everything crumbles, everything falls, because it is not the true foundation. It is not the true rock, that is Jesus Christ, who does not change or change with the times, because he himself is the time. How willing are we to be shepherded by God? If I know who my shepherd is and that I have everything in him, then my soul finds rest because it trusts. And if I rest because I trust, it will not cause me to listen to the voice of the shepherd. I can be shepherded if there is no trust, knowledge in God. If there is no true rest in our life, in our soul, we will never be shepherded. Every time God speaks to us, we will place a but. We will be questioning his will. We will go from place to place looking for advice and opinions. And the one that best adapts to what we want is the one we are going to accept, and not God's. Are you allowing yourself to be shepherd? Are you letting the Lord be in control? Before making decisions, do you pray to God so that he enlightens you and you made the right decision? Or do you consider that your knowledge is necessary and that you prefer not to bother God with the small things? You know, the Father is not bothered with what you ask him, whether small or big. That is what rest is about. You know that you did grace today, and that if you got the provision today, your pastor tomorrow will find another place to provide for you. Jesus said, you have a Father who knows what things you need. Don't let your heart be troubled, nor be afraid. You do have a Father who will not take care of, who will take care of you. He knows what things you need. He is always ready to give you the best. First, he will give you everything you ask for, and second, he will give you his Holy Spirit. That is to say, the Father will cover everything, your spiritual needs and your physical needs, because he is the owner of everything. But none of this can come, every promise, in the way that God expresses it, is a conditional. To what, Pastor? It is conditioned to the level of faith that I have, to the level of faithfulness, to how much I am willing to depend, because I can pray and tell God I trust and end up doing what I want. Every time my humanity participates in solving something I have given to God, I have prevented Him from operating completely. Every time I intervene in my wisdom in what God wants to do, I interrupt the process. I lengthen the times, and then I say, God does not listen to me. Surrender. Are you willing to be nailed to the cross with Christ? Are you willing to let God direct your steps without question? Are you willing to surrender everything to God? That is to be shepherd. If that is costing you, it is because you have not found the true rest of life in Christ. It is because you have not trusted, because you lack knowledge of Him. If that does not happen, Jesus will never be shepherd of those who do not allow themselves to be shepherd. You can give yourself the little you want, forgive me, but if you don't let Him lead you, you will never be a sheep of Christ's flock. Because every time He tells you something, you go like a goat from one place to another, and you do not follow His voice. Are you willing to be shepherded by God? Are you willing to deny yourself and take up your cross and put on His yoke, which is easy and light, His burden? It's a personal decision, my beloved friend. That's why David is intentional, and he makes his confession. I begin this psalm by saying, He is my shepherd. He is mine. I am willing to listen to His voice, and then He makes me rest. He urges me to that rest when I cannot. He is the one who helps me. And two, He shepherds me always because I know He is in control. Let's pray. Father, how beautiful and how wonderful You are. And what a beautiful word we received today. I pray for each person who is receiving it so they can apply it. Keep it in their mind and in their heart. And know, Lord, this slogan, separated from You, we can do nothing. May we be shepherds, Lord. May our spirit be simple and willing to listen. Remove all pride, all haughtiness, and all traps in our mind that does not let us hear Your voice and be shepherded by You, because there is no better life than the one You give, Lord. Amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, has spoken to you. I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time, to follow me on social networks. There you will find me as Pastor Elias HC. A big hug, blessings.